Good morning, everyone. My name is Sarah Deodora, and I'm from the University of Georgia. My talk is about our work, which was funded by the USDA, on alum and rainfall effects in the uniforms in runoff from surface applied broiler litter. So first, I'm going to talk about some introduction, then our methods, our findings, and finally, our summary. As of 2012, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has reported approximately 2,800 kilometers of U.S. streams that are impaired due to runoff from animal waste such as broiler litter, which is a mixture of broiler manure and bedding materials. Veterinary drugs such as polyether ionophores are among the pollutants which are associated with broiler litter. However, these drugs have received very little attention in terms of controlling their occurrence in surface runoff, particularly from grass soils receiving surface-applied broiler litter. Polyether ionophores are antiparasitic drugs used in broiler production to fight against coccidiosis. These drugs are administered in broiler feeds and can eventually find its way in the manure or in broiler litter. In the United States, menansin and salinomycin are among the most commonly used polyether ionophores. Both compounds have low pKa values, also reported low water solubility limits. In terms of their structure, both compounds consist of a chain of several ether functionalities and one carboxylic group on one end. Polyether ionophores can pose a threat to the environment when left unchecked. In the case of the state of Georgia, for instance, 1.4 billion broiler chickens are produced per year, making Georgia the largest broiler-producing state in the United States. Assuming 1.5 kilograms litter is produced per bird, this amounts to 2.1 million megagrams of broiler litter produced per year. Considering 5,100 micrograms of ionophores present per kilogram litter, this translates to 11 megagrams of ionophores that can be applied to agricultural soils per year, as most of the broiler litter produced in Georgia is surface applied as fertilizer, particularly to pasture soils. Polyether ionophores have already been detected in several parts of the United States, such as in manure lagoons in Central Valley, California, along Cashlapoota River in Colorado, and one much even closer to home, in natural runoff from grass soils receiving surface applied broiler litter. The presence of polyether ionophores in the environment has caused concerns. Basically, there are two of them. One is the concern for potential adverse effects of these drugs on native biota, considering the recorded or documented inhibitory effects of these drugs to several kinds of organisms. Another potential concern is also the long-term development of pathogen resistance of these drugs in the long run. Now, considering these concerns, and to the best of our knowledge, no study has really been done on controlling losses of ionophores in surface applied, from surface applied broiler litter in surface runoff. Hence, our first objective was to evaluate the effect of adding alum to broiler litter in reducing the losses of ionophores in surface runoff from grass soils receiving surface-applied broiler litter. Alum, or aluminum sulfate, is already an existing chemical amendment recommended for broiler litter to reduce release of other pollutants associated with broiler litter, such as volatilized ammonia inside broiler houses and also dissolved phosphorus in surface runoff. So, part of this study aimed to examine what alum does to polyether ionophores. We know that alum decreases litter pH. We also know that at low pH, ionophores degrade by hydrolysis. So we hypothesized that adding alum can help decrease losses of ionophores in surface runoff. For a second objective, we also aimed to evaluate the effect of applying broiler litter with longer time before rainfall in decreasing losses of ionophores in surface runoff. Increasing time between litter application and rainfall might enhance natural degradation of ionophores. So we hypothesized that applying broiler litter with longer time before rainfall can help decrease losses of ionophores in surface runoff. This study consisted of two kinds of litter, unamended versus alum-amended broiler litter. Each of the litter materials was rained only once, 0, 2, or 4 weeks after litter application. Now, each of these treatment combinations was replicated 4 times and arranged under a randomized complete block design. All of the litter materials used in this experiment was taken from a stack or pile of either unamended or alum-amended broiler litter, which was stored for roughly 5 months under a roof shelter, or what we call a stack house. So either unamended or alum-amended litter was applied over grass plots as evenly as it can, at an application rate equal to 5,000 kilograms of dry litter per hectare. And by the way, for the alum-amended litter, 20% by dry litter weight consisted of alum. After all of the litter materials had been applied, the plots were covered with tarps until the day of their scheduled simulated rainfall. Each of the plots was rained at a constant rainfall rate of 50 millimeters per hour at a duration that allowed us to collect the first 30 minutes of runoff from each plot. So the accumulated runoff from each plot was sampled, and the samples were analyzed in the lab for ionic force and other chemical properties. Now, for our findings related to answering question 1, runoff from plots receiving alum-amended boiler litter had significantly low runoff pH, significantly lower ionic force concentrations, significantly lower ionic force loads, and significantly lower percent of applied ionic force that was lost to runoff in comparison to runoff samples that was derived from plots receiving unamended broiler litter. So once again here, we just plotted it differently. I mean, the measured concentration of ionic force in runoff on the y-axis, and the two litter treatments on the x-axis, fluminense and salinomycin. And the values below are the pH values in runoff for each of the litter treatments. Now, to determine whether such significant decrease in ionic force concentrations that was seen in runoff from alum-amended broiler litter was due to hydrolytic degradation, as we had hypothesized, we modeled the remaining concentration of manensin and salinomycin had these two compounds degrade purely by hydrolysis using our team's kinetic model for manensin and salinomycin hydrolysis. And if we see here, if we compare our modeled concentration versus our measured concentration for manensin and salinomycin, it is very clear, therefore, that hydrolytic degradation cannot explain such significant decrease of ionic force concentration that we saw in runoff from alum-amended boiler litter. One thing we saw, however, is this positive relationship between ionic force concentration, plotted on an log scale on y-axis, against dissolved organic carbon in runoff on the x-axis. In particular, runoff from alum-amended boiler litter had lower dissolved organic carbon and also lower ionic force concentration. So here's what we thought happened. We know that alum hydrolyzes in water, and when it does, some aluminum hydroxide precipitate, or Gibbsite, can be produced, and which at the pH level of runoff from alum-amended boiler litter can be positively charged. At this pH level as well, our ionic force compounds are negatively charged, and so are our DOCs most likely. So what happened probably was that our organic ions likely attracted the positively charged Gibbsite precipitates, thereby decreasing both of their concentrations in runoff. So going back to our first question, we therefore conclude that adding alum to boiler litter can help decrease losses of ionic force in surface runoff, likely by sorption of ionic force on the Gibbsite precipitates. Now, for our findings related to answering our second question, we plotted here a concentration of ionic force in runoff on the y-axis, and the different times, or incidents of simulated rainfall on the x-axis. What these graphs are showing us is that raining at 2 or 4 weeks after later application resulted to a significantly lower concentration of ionophores compared to raining the plots immediately after later application. And this is consistent with Nansen and Salinomycin. Such decreasing trend of ionophore loss with delayed rainfall was also seen in terms of ionophore load. However, this cannot be explained by degradation of ionophores, as we had previously hypothesized, due to the absence of ionophore degradation on the plots even after 4 weeks before we simulated rainfall. We believe that such decreasing trend can be explained by the increased infiltrated water when rainfall occurred at later times, particularly at 2 or 4 weeks after later application, as is demonstrated by this negative relationship between the concentration of ionophores on the y-axis against the infiltrated amounts of water on the x-axis. And that is, by the way, expected considering the fact that as we increase the length of time between later application and first incident of rainfall, we dry up the soil and therefore enhance infiltration. And so for our response to question 2, yes, we conclude that applying boiler litter with longer time before rainfall can decrease losses of ionophores in runoff, again, likely by drying up the soil and enhancing infiltration. In summary, losses of polyether ionophores in surface runoff from surface-applied boiler litter on grass soils can be decreased by 1, amending boiler litter with alum at 20% by dry litter rate, or by applying boiler litter with longer times before anticipated rainfall. And before I end, by the way, here's my name and email address once again, in case you're interested in contacting me for some potential work in your lab after I finish with my program next semester. With that, I'm now ready to take any of your questions.
Are there any questions?
Sorry, did you see a difference in runoff volume between your unamended and amended boiler litter?
We haven't presented it here, but in general, there is no significant decrease between the runoff volume between unamended and unamended treatment. Except on the first week. Yeah.
Did you consider the potential for aluminum toxicity with long-term application of alum?
That's a really good point. In fact, this is a short-term study, all right? But your question is with regards to the long-term effect of adding alum over the long run in the soil. There is a work done by Moore, I believe, looking at the effect of continuous amendment of alum in soils. And what they saw is that with long-term application of alum-amended litter on the surface of the soil, it led to a decrease in the pH of the soil relative to soils that were applied only by unamended boiler litter. But the decrease in pH is still higher, it's still high compared to the soils that were not amended by litter at all. So the acidification concern is probably not that significant, and their study was done for over 8 years.
All right, we'll have to move on to our next speaker, but thank you for your presentation.
Thank you.